This isn't complicated. America has the natural resources to achieve true energy independence. Now all we need is the will.
America needs energy independence to position ourselves on the global stage, and Biden's been undermining it every single day.
Call your congressperson and tell them you support full energy independence for the USA, paid for by GOPAC. The left says we're extremists, but the polls don't lie. A majority of Americans consistently say that abortion is taking a life.
The Knights of Columbus Marist poll released last week shows 71% of Americans support legal limits on abortion.
Join the fight for life. Visit GOP.com today and see what you can do to help. He believes in Lone Star values. Greg Abbott has been a governor that Texans can trust. He stood up for the unborn, and he's fought against illegal mandates and toxic ideas like critical race theory.
This week, Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law that bans critical race theory from Texas schools.
On Election Day, vote to re-elect Greg Abbott. They say cringe is cool these days. If that's true, nobody's cooler than Hillary Clinton. Like a kid pleading with Santa for a toy she just doesn't deserve. She read her 2016 victory speech on national TV with crocodile tears just to be extra cringy.
Your daughter will grow up and become the President of the United States.
Awkward. You know what's really cringy, Hillary? An orange jumpsuit. Search hashtag lock her up to help Hillary face justice. Look at her. Sitting cross-legged with a big grin on her face while sad-eyed masked five-year-olds are forced to pose for a picture with her. Stacey Abrams is a hypocrite.
If you support masking in school, she should have taken a picture with the kids wearing a mask. But instead, she does the opposite and makes herself a hypocrite by taking off her mask.
Come on, Georgia. Make the easy choice. This November, say no to Stacey Abrams.